Welcome back to the Always Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the first chapter of Maseches Krisos. Today we are learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet says, Elu Mevios ve'eno Nechal. So we're talking about women who have different kinds of miscarriages, and we said yesterday that some bring a sacrifice and eat from it, some bring a sacrifice and do not eat from it, and some don't bring a sacrifice at all. So those who bring a sacrifice and eat from it are certainly obligated, but those who bring the sacrifice and do not eat from it, it's because they're bringing it in a case of doubt. They don't know if the sacrifice is necessary or not, so they bring it just in case, but they can't eat from it because maybe it's not necessary. So, Elu Mevios ve'eno Nechal, these are the ones who bring the sacrifice and don't eat from it. Hamapelas ve'en Yodua Mahipila, if she miscarries and doesn't know what she miscarried. So she didn't see it, she doesn't know if it's an obligated or non-obligated type of fetus. Ve'chein Shtei Nashim, Shehipilu Achas Mimin Pater ve'Achas Mimin Chova. And two women who miscarry, and one miscarried a type of fetus that must have a sacrifice brought, and another one miscarried a type of fetus that need not have a sacrifice brought, and they don't know who miscarried which. Amar Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, Amosai, when is this? Vizman shehalchu zula mizrach vazula marav. That's when they're splitting up. They're going in different directions. Aval imhayu shtehen omdos ka'achas, but if they're both staying there at the temple, mevios karban v'nechal, then jointly they can bring the sacrifices and eat from it, because one of them is certainly obligated. They don't know which one, but if they stay together, then they can both eat from it. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. So if a woman miscarries, ve'en yodua mahipila, she doesn't know what she miscarried. Imtsuras adam v'chayeves, if it looks like a human being and would require her to bring a sacrifice. Imdagim v'chagavim upatura, or if it looks like fish or grasshoppers, and then she would be exempt from bringing the sacrifice. If that's the case, mivia karben shtei sorim, she brings two birds, achas la'ola v'achas l'chatas, one is for the burnt offering and one is for the sin offering. Al sha'ola masna v'omeres, and she makes a condition on the burnt offering and says, im min chova yaladti, if I gave birth, if I miscarried something that is required to halachovasi, then this should fulfill my obligation. V'im lav, and if that's not the case, if I don't need to bring a sacrifice, to hay ola nandava, then let this burnt offering be a free will offering. It's a gift. Avachatas lo matzi la'asnuye, but she can't make such a condition when it comes to the sin offering, the ein chatas nidava, because you can't bring a sin offering as a free will offering. Umaisi v'safik, and she's only bringing it because of the doubt. Ve'eno nechal, and it's not eaten, deshema lav bas karbenhi, because maybe she's not obligated in bringing the sacrifice. So if there are two women and they don't know who miscarried what, then they don't eat it, unless they're going to be in the same place at the same time. So when do they not eat it? Bizman shehalchu, when they're going in different directions. Sheviu kinehem lekohen, they bring their birds to the kohen. V'halchu ledarchan, and they're hitting the road. Ve'en yacholos lahasnos, and they can't make a condition because they're not going to be around. Aval im shtehem omdos ka'achas, but if they're both staying there, mevios chatas achas, they can bring one sin offering, umasnos benehen, and then they can make a condition between them. Im ani hachayeves, if I'm the one who has to bring the sacrifice, hari hi shali, then it's mine. V'chalkech machuli, and I'm giving you your portion. V'im at hachayeves, and if you're the one who has to bring the sacrifice, hari hi shalach, then it's yours. V'chalki machulach, and then you are granting me my portion. Also chatas karivenechal, and then that sacrifice can be offered and eaten. The davka chatas sheba al hachet ain't tenai moilbo, because it's only a sacrifice that's being brought for a sin that cannot have a condition attached to it. Dichsiv, as the Torah says, ahoda elav chataso, or his sin becomes known to him. Of al hacha. But here, dechi koi maisi nashim karben leshture ba'achilas kachim hu. Here, the reason the woman is bringing the sacrifice is only to allow them to eat sanctified foods. So then, maisin umisnayin. So there, they can bring the sacrifice with a condition. Vein halachik Rabbi Yossi. But the halacha does not, in fact, follow Rabbi Yossi in this matter. Mishnehei. Elu she'enan mevios. These are the women who don't bring a sacrifice at all. Hamapelas shvir malei mayim. If they expel a sack of water, male dam, or full of blood, male gninim, or full of something that looks like worms, hamapelas kamin dagim v'chagavim, shkatsim v'ramashim, or if the fetus they expel looks like fish, or grasshoppers, or creepy crawly things, hamapelas yom arboim, and one who expels on the 40th day, v'yotzei dofin, and a cesarean. Rabbi Shimon machayev b'yosei dofen, but Rabbi Shimon, in fact, obligates someone who has a C-section. One more time in the Barton Neuro. Hamapelas yom arboim, one who miscarries on the 40th day. Dad shi yavru arboim yom, leher yona, have maya ba'alma. Because until 40 days have passed from conception, then it is only considered like water. Rabbi Shimon Mechayev b'yotzei dofen. Rabbi Shimon obligates a woman who has had a C-section, dichsiv, as the Torah says. V'im nekeva teled, if she gives birth to a girl. V'havalei lemichtav v'im nekeva hi. And the Torah could have just said, if it is a girl. Ela riba la leda acheres. So the choice of words, he feels, includes another form of birth. Umai hi, and what other type of birth is there? Yotzei dofen, a C-section. But Tanakama Savar, but the Tanakama, the first speaker in our Mishnah, who does not include the C-section baby, Amar Kra, so he says that the Torah tells us, Isha ki sazria v'yalda, a woman who conceives and gives birth. Ad sheteled mimakom shemazeres, so it has to be that she gives birth from the same place that she conceived, and that is not a C-section. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Hey. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zayin.